Welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. I'm sure you know lots of songs. Some are folk songs. Nobody knows exactly who wrote them, and they seem to have been around forever. Then there are pop songs. A few stick around, but most of them spend a couple of weeks on the charts and then fade away. Classical music has songs, too. They're called art songs, and the composer who turned art songs into true works of art was Franz Schubert.
In einem Bächlein hell, da schoss sie froh ein, die launische Forelle vorüber wie ein Pfeil. Ich stand an dem Gestade und sah in süßer Ruh des muntern Fischleins Bade im klaren Bächlein zu, des muntern Fischleins Bade im klaren Bächlein zu.
Schubert wrote amazingly beautiful melodies, but the really great thing about his songs is the way he uses both the voice and the piano accompaniment to bring a piece of poetry to life as a song. This song is Die Forelle, which is German for the trout. You can hear the fish jumping around in the stream in the piano part. And the singer tells you the story of how the fish gets caught.
Er macht das Fischlein tückisch trübe, und ich es gedacht, so zuckte seine Rute. Das Fischlein zappelt dran.
Each of Schubert's songs is like a short story, in German, of course. And they're usually referred to by the German word for songs, Lieder. One of Schubert's earliest Lieder is Gretchen am Spinnrad, Gretchen at the Spinning Wheel. It's a setting of a very famous poem by one of the greatest German writers who ever lived, Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. In this song, the piano plays the role of the spinning wheel. The wheel turns and turns throughout the song, while the singer, as Gretchen, says over and over that since she's fallen in love, she will never find peace again. Singers who perform Schubert's songs have to be very good actors. When they describe a scene, they have to make you feel like you're there. And if they're playing a character, they have to make you believe they're that character. In some songs, they have to make you believe they're more than one character. Der Erlkönig, the Earl King, is another poem by Goethe that Schubert turned into one of his most famous songs. It's the story of a father and son who are riding through a windy night, on horseback, as you can tell from the thundering hoofs in the piano part. The son keeps crying to his father that he sees the Earl King, an evil elf who's trying to get him. In this song, the singer has to play four different parts. At first, he was the narrator. Then he's the father.
Mein Sohn, was spürst du so bang dein Gesicht?
And then the son.
Siehst Vater, du den Erlkönig nicht. Den Erlenkönig mit Krone und Schweif.
Then back to the father.
Mein Sohn, es ist ein Nebelstreif.
And, of course, the evil Earl King.
Du liebes Kind, komm geh mit mir, gar schöne Spiele spiel ich mit dir.
Did you notice how the music changes for each character? That's the genius of Franz Schubert. Schubert was the first composer to come up with the idea of writing a whole group of related songs, a song cycle. If Schubert's individual songs are short stories, each of the songs in one of his cycles is like a chapter in a novel. There were people who liked Schubert's songs so much that they asked him to turn them into chamber music. That's music for a small group of instruments. The song about the trout turned into a quintet, a piece for five instruments, which is known as the Trout Quintet. Franz Schubert wrote over 600 songs in his short lifetime. Next week, more about another kind of music by Schubert, who wrote his Marche Militaire for piano four hands. I'm Naomi Lewin. Please join me again for more Classics for Kids.